Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me for this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring an artist profile of Grammy-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin, who was recently inducted to the Hall of Fame for Artistic Achievement by the Guitar Foundation of America. We'll hear music from her many recordings and an interview recorded in October 2023. We'll start with the Zapateado by Regino Sanz de la Maza, performed by our featured artist, Sharon Isbin. Opening this special edition of Classical Guitar Alive featuring an artist profile of Sharon Isbin, we've just heard her performing a Zapateado by Regino Sanz de la Maza. Next, we'll hear her with the Zurich Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Howard Griffiths, in Remo Gilzotto's Adagio in G Minor, based on Albinoni. Sharon Isbin spoke about recording with orchestra.
It's always, of course, an interesting proposition to put together guitar with orchestra, because you want the audience to hear the instrument as a solo instrument, and in recording you want everything to sound natural. Each has been really done in a different kind of way. For example, when I did the Tandem and Christopher Rouse recording in Portugal with the Gulbenkian Orchestra, we actually did it as a live concert with a full house audience over the course of 2 nights, both concerti. It was almost derailed by a freak accident that happened that blew out the electricity over half the country, including Lisbon, when we were in the middle of a rehearsal. It turned out that it was a bird strike that had hit the energy grid. Believe it or not, one bird put out half the country's energy. Fortunately, it was fixed, and we lost an hour of rehearsal, but we were able to continue the next day, and of course the concert went fine and the recording as well. So in that case, the engineers somehow brilliantly captured the live sound and made it work on recording. Other works are done in studio and with great engineers. Every aspect was able to be tendered in a very nurturing way.
Thank you.
Sharon Isbin and the Zurich Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Howard Griffiths, in Remo Giosotto's Adagio in G minor, based on Albinoni. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Grammy-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin, who was inducted into the Guitar Foundation of America's Hall of Fame in 2023. Numerous compositions have been dedicated to her, including Leo Brower's solo guitar work titled El Decameron Negro. Sharon Isbin spoke about the piece.
When Leo Brower wrote El Decameron Negro for me, it was actually a complete surprise. We had never discussed the idea of a new work, but I had met him at the Toronto Guitar Competition and was so enthralled by his music and his performances that I began to research whatever he had written and started to record and perform it. He learned about that, and one day a package appeared in the mail that had this beautiful work dedicated to me, El Decameron Negro. I recorded it shortly after at that time. I worked on it with Leo Brower, and it actually appears in a new album of mine that came out just a couple of years ago called Affinity, of works composed for me by composers in three different continents, including Leo, a work by Chris Brubeck, and Antonio Lauro, a new duet setting, Tan Dun from China, and Richard Danielpour. So for me to be able to revisit Brower's work, this particular piece, after such a long time and having had the opportunity to really live with it was very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guitarist Sharon has been performing music dedicated to her, Leo Brower's piece titled El Decameron Negro. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of Sharon Isbin. Next, we'll hear her performing Julia Florida by Agustin Barrios Mangore. Sharon Isbin began guitar lessons in Italy at age 9, and a few years later studied with the legendary Spanish guitarist Andres Segovia. Here's more from that 2023 interview with Sharon Isbin.
I had had the opportunity and the great fortune of having some private lessons with Andres Segovia. I never played for him in a class. And when one would play for Segovia, it was usually a pretty good idea to play music that either he had commissioned, premiered, or that he performed. So I guess it was the fifth lesson over a period of time. The first was when I was 14. And I had prepared music for him, and I expected we would work on it. But each time I played something, he'd say, "That's beautiful. Can you play something else?" So after an hour went by, I actually ran out of music that I'd prepared. So I knew that he had some antipathy for Barrios. Legend had it that he had been offended, perhaps, that Barrios had never sent him a score that he had promised of La Catedral. In any case, I figured he would love Julia Florida. It was in my fingers. And if I just didn't mention who the composer was, all would be fine. So I played it for him. And he said, "Oh, that is just gorgeous. Who wrote that?" And being an honest person, I sort of gulped and I said, well, actually, that was Julia Florida by Agustin Barrios, at which point Segovia said, oh, Barrios, he could never compose. It was always a bit of this and a bit of that. And that was the end of the lesson. And I never had another after that. So it proved in a very accidental way that he truly did harbor negative feelings that were personal towards Barrio and that were not artistic.